We welcome all of you here this morning as we seek to align ourselves with God and His ways for His kingdom work, to be better equipped to serve in our communities and wherever God calls us. So welcome to each visitor. Special welcome to each of you. Join with us. We hope that you'll also embrace the vision of God for your lives and join with the rest of God's people. Us here. And to you who are regulars here, you are the backbone and stay of this work in this household here of faith. So we thank you for being here and for being part of the body that makes this a rich experience. We are going to shift rather quickly this morning into our classes because of some events. As an eventful packed day, thanks to our brother John and his fiancée. Most of us have had weeks of our life that have been very intense. We can all look to a week or two or a season of our life been very intense if we've lived long enough. But none of us have had a week even close to the intensity of the passion of our Lord as He entered this week, this final week of His life. He who knew perfectly what lay before Him, He knew to the minutest detail what He would face. Probably even to understanding the depth of pain and agony and rejection and isolation that He would face. Thanks for the song of Calvary this morning, Kent, and the reminder for us to look to Calvary. I'd like to leave you with a thought as we go to our classes. I'd like to leave you with this thought, that we are what we do repeatedly. We are what we do repeatedly. So, excellence is not an act, but it's a habit. Strength is not an act, it's a habit. Do I habitually chase after God? Do you habitually pursue the heart of God? Or do you just occasionally check Him out, check out His word? Well, it depends whether you are a God chaser or God pursuer or whether you're an average person. The ER makes a difference. Pursuer. Do you habitually hunger and thirst after God and His ways? Or do you occasionally nibble around at things of God? Well, it depends whether you continue to be a sinner or whether you are a winner. We all sin occasionally, but we don't have to be sinners. We all win occasionally, but we hope to be winners and constantly win as we depend on the Lord. So we are what we do repeatedly. So as we come and we seek the heart of God today with a passionate heart, we do that constantly, continually. We are a pursuer, a God chaser. Let's pray. Father, we bring to You our hearts, our souls this morning. We pray that You would pour into them and minister to each of our hearts, our spirits, our souls, impress upon us the things that You have put there from the beginning of our lives, a desire to know God, that we pursue You passionately. And may this day be a day that we understand more fully and a bit more understanding what Your will is for us and how to live that out. We pray especially for those who lead the classes this morning and each of the perspectives, each of the classes, Lord, from the children to the older ones, Lord, may each one be filled with goodness and be filled with desire for You. God, may You be blessed as You receive our worship and our praise and our focus today. In Jesus' name, amen.